Hello, friends, and welcome back to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Seattle and Bellevue, Washington, on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to make this world a much better place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this world a much better and happier place. During the second part of the show, I'll be playing a pre-recorded interview I did with Rebecca Campbell of Olympia, Washington, here in the United States, on the efforts to stop 5G. In addition, before we play her interview, I'll be going to a wonderful lady named Denise Barlett of HiHotto.com. She's a lady who provides structured water products and is based in the Portland, Oregon area. I'm so happy she'll be coming on my show today. Following her, I'll be bringing in James Armstrong of Vancouver, Canada, with some important messages from Adama, the High Priest of Telos, who lives under Mount Shasta. James was with me at Mount Shasta last week, and we had an amazing time, and I'm so happy he'll be coming on. But first, I'd like to go to Denise here in Portland. Denise, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come on. Denise, what's your website so people can find out more information about you on your website?
Sure. They can go to www.hihado, it's one word, HIDHHADO.com.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you provide structured water products. I know you provide the wonderful Flaska bottles. The Flaska bottles are actually, from what I know of the company, Denise, and help me with this, that they put minerals and substances in the glass itself so that when you pour distilled water you pour water into the bottle, it becomes super water, which is easy water. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Flaska bottle is made in Slovenia, and it combines a number of technologies to what we call structure the water, or like Dr. Pollack would say, to make easy water. And it essentially has imprinted into the silica of the glass sacred geometric forms, and also the way that the bottle is formed itself. When you pour the water, it naturally vortexes the water, which is, as I think maybe many of your audience have heard from Dr. Pollack and others, that it vortexing helps to structure the water, which makes it more energized, more hydrating. Basically, at the most molecular level, makes it more resonant, and that's what helps it to be more absorbed in the body.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you also do powder treatments as well, Denise?
Yeah, I was really lucky. A little bit more than a year ago, I went to Japan, to Tokyo. I know Michiko is on your show a lot. Mm-hmm. But I studied under Michiko and Hiro and others at the Dr. Emoto's Institute in Tokyo, and I became a Hado instructor. Before that, several years ago, I studied energetic science, healing science, so it was an easy jump to go into that particular program. And I'd actually had been at Lake Pontchartrain after Hurricane Katrina. He went down there, he and some of his colleagues, and maybe even some of his family, did a healing at Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. So that was the first time I met him.
Wow.
I never knew at that time that I would come full circle. And even though he's passed, I felt really grateful that his work is carried on and that I could become a part of that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Denise, you're doing wonderful work. You have fantastic products. And I urge everyone listening today to please contact Denise for Flaska water bottles or her wonderful Hado treatments. She uses water to help almost any physical or spiritual condition with technology from the Emoto office in Tokyo. Denise also is a certified Hado instructor. And her website, again, is www.hihado.com. And Denise, I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you again so much for coming on my show today. I urge everyone to please contact her about her wonderful products.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks for this, and thanks for all the work you do. We really, really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Denise. Take care, my friend. All right. Wonderful. That was Denise Barrett of Portland, Oregon. She's a wonderful lady, and I urge you to contact her if you're interested in any one of her wonderful Flaska bottle or Hado treatments. With that, my good friend, James Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, is on the line. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. Have you recuperated from your long trip down to Mount Shasta and back?
I have. It's getting better.
Oh, good. Well, we had quite a trip down there, and I wanted to bring you on today with tell us a little bit about your experiences, and also if you have any messages from our dear friend Adama, the high priest of Telos.
Well, when I first drove up to the campsite, the children came right away and greeted me.
Nice. Children from Telos.
Yes, that's right.
Great.
And then, the next day, a group of us needed to get some stuff in the town. So we left early. I mean, was that before you arrived at the campsite?
Yeah, it is.
I
didn't get in until like 6 o'clock in the morning after driving all night.
You must still be sleeping then, because we went out into town to get a few things.
That's right. I missed you there.
And then you texted me a message that Adama was waiting for me.
That's true. He was.
So then we sort of came back after we're done, and then he suggested that we walk up the mountain. So we had felt the energies there. We communicated with the trees. And then we went up to the Ascension Rock, three of us, and then had our experiences there, just kind of feeling the energies. And then when we came back down, and then after I greeted you, that's when the second part of the healing started.
Right.
With my eyes.
Right.
And it was quite intense.
Right.
And this is during the daytime. Normally, it would, last time it was in my sleep state.
Right.
And it was very itchy and a lot of tears flowing from within, a lot of releasing. And it got so intense I needed to sometimes sit down and just close my eyes.
Right. I saw you there getting a healing, sitting in this big chair underneath this big tree at the campsite, Jason, and I said, well, the message I got was to leave you alone and give you space. So that's what everybody did, so you could get a good healing.
Yeah.
So.
And that went on from Wednesday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah, I could tell you were a different man. You were almost glowing when you were all finished with your, with treatments then.
Yes, I can feel a lot lighter, and that. Mm-hmm. I was able to actually now see the energy fields around the ship.
Wow.
Before, all I saw was the light.
Wow. Well, I started calling you St. James, St. Jason after that, because you did take on this angelic glow after that.
Yes, it was quite amazing.
Yeah. Jason, I hope you can come next year again. I always enjoy your company. Or this September, if you want to come back, please come back. I think you'd have a wonderful time if you can get away.
Yeah, so I always have an enjoyable time. It's always open to whatever experience I need to have in order to grow and evolve.
Sure, absolutely. We've got a few minutes left, and I was going to ask you, if you don't mind, if Adama might like to come in and give some messages for my listeners on how they can make the world a better place.
You stand by. So let me just connect and... Greetings, beloved. How are you?
We're fine, Adama. Thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
It is always a pleasure. Now, the message of the day. Everything begins within. If one wants to be in joy, look within. If one is having difficulties in one's life, one must look within to find the answers. For everything that is reflected in the outside always begins within. And one must remember, if one is reacting to any situation, it's because there is a distortion in one's energy field. One wants to cease reacting, clear the distortion. One will be more at peace. Always strive to find that inner peace and calmness. In any situation, one will always come through. And one needs to let go of the mainstream news. Remember, there is a battle going on for humanity's consciousness. And not all the news is truthful. One must use discernment in all situations to find what one's truth is. Not to believe anything without first checking within oneself. Shall I go on?
Yes, that'd be fine.
And remember, not everyone is on the same path, even within one's family. Everyone is at a different vibration. Thus, what is good for one, not necessarily help another. We all have unique energy fields, bodies. You must all discern what is best for oneself to move forward. And always have a positive attitude. Don't put your head in the sand. Realize that there is distortion still going on, even on the planetary scale. There's still negativity being exacted. Out there.
Right.
Remember, always stay positive. Know that Gaia and humanity have a beautiful future and hold that within your heart.
Thank you for saying that. That is so profound, and that's what I've been saying for years, but it's nice to get your wonderful confirmation, Adama. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I know everyone listening today around the world appreciates you so much for coming on my show again, Adama, and thank you again so much for your beautiful words of wisdom. We really appreciate it.
It's all a group effort on all planes of existence. Mm-hmm. To create this wonderful, beautiful world, which is manifesting before our very eyes.
Thank you for helping us raise our consciousness, Adama. And again, I appreciate you so much for these beautiful words of wisdom. I think we do have a beautiful future ahead of us, and I know we're going to get there.
Okay, he's gone back.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Well, listen, I'm going to bring you on again in the next couple of weeks with a longer show about Mount Shasta. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on today, Jason. I always enjoy talking to you. I always had such beautiful words of wisdom.
Yes, it's always nice to come on your show, Ted. It's always wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jason. All right, my friend. And for those interested in going to Mount Shasta, I'll be going again September 5th through the 11th. And if you'd like to see Sasquatch's UFOs, talk with Adama, and also perhaps meet a Pleiadian commander and a from a spaceship circling the Earth, please come along. I think you'd have anyone coming, I guarantee you'll have an out-of-this-world experience. Thank you so much, Jason. Take care, my friend.
Take care, Dad.
Okay, thanks so much. With that, I'd like to play a pre-recorded interview I did with Rebecca Campbell on the 5G system here in the United States and how to stop it and protect yourselves. If we run out of time at the end to play the whole interview, I'll play the rest of it on my next show. Anyway, please stay tuned, and Eric, we can play that now. Thank you so much.
Hello, friends. I have a fantastic and incredibly interesting lady on the line with me today. Her name's Rebecca Campbell, and her email is sort of funny. She says PHB, it starts professional human being, but she's an activist with a wonderful golden heart, and she's had a lot of experience in government and making the world a better place. And today we're talking about the proposed new 5G system that's being implemented trying to be implemented in Washington State and other places, but there's a lot of problems with it. So we're going to go over the system today and look at it closely. Rebecca, how are you doing today?
As we were talking about, Dad, I'm feeling reasonably awake and energetic considering how early I got up this morning, and you said you've had the same feeling.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm in London tonight. It's past midnight.
Wow.
And But I am a little tired, but it's fine.
I'm a little better at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so keep going.
Oh, boy. Well, 4 o'clock in the afternoon sounds a little bit better than 12 midnight
mm-hmm.
tonight.
I would agree.
So, well, tell me, Rebecca, tell me a little bit about the 5G system and cell system, and why is it people are so concerned about it?
All right. Do we have to go into that in depth, or can I just sort of like give an introduction and then get into the recent development?
Sure. Just give an introduction. That's fine. Just go right ahead.
I have a feeling, I could be wrong, but I think a lot of your more sophisticated audience already knows something about this. But for somebody who, the odd person, the unusual person watching or listening to the show who may just have not encountered it, it's basically a ramped up version of the 4G wireless that we presently have inundating us from cell phone towers, lattice towers, mast towers, and other forms of towers that you see by highways, on top of buildings, and this sort of thing. And if we've got listeners from other nations, particularly in the Western world, but in Asia as well, it's inundating everywhere. I mean, in the city. I mean, in the country areas, perhaps much less. But it's really spreading. Now it goes far beyond the intensity of what you're getting with 4G, which is intense enough to be causing major problems. And this is also true of smart meters and other things, other devices. All the smart devices on the so-called, quote, smart grid are using 4G, and what they're trying to do is going up 100 times in intensity, which is 5G. And the health effects, the safety effects, the security effects are 100 times, probably 100 times greater than they are with 4G, but 4G is bad enough. So the fact that they want to push this is insane, and there are suspicions, and incidentally, and this should give you a clue, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, is an acronym, originally an acronym.
And really?
Yes, it is. And
interesting.
I just recently discovered this myself, Ted, but this was found in military documents, and I saw it in a lesser-known article. But the original meaning of this is, secret military armament as presidential technology.
Could you repeat that
Secret, this is smart. Secret military armament as residential technology.
Smart. Oh my goodness.
And that I've been saying this. I kept saying that since I heard about this in 2011, and then especially when it really amped up in 2013, I kept saying this is these disguised military weapons or miniaturized military electromagnetic weapons, and similar to the weapons that they're using in the National Forest and National Park, up in Olympic National Park and National Forest, which is another problem we're having in Washington. But that's exactly what it is. And if you understand what we're up against with corporate
government, we have corporations masquerading, and they're private for-profit corporations masquerading as government at all levels at this point, and we have it all controlled by the banking cartel, and then we have the banking cartels behind that, they're a front for something else that's much darker, which is the deep state and all these things that I'm sure you know we've talked and other people have talked on this show quite a bit about. This is getting to be extremely dark, and the fact that it is being pushed so assiduously in all of the nations of the world, but particularly in the UK and the US. And I know that there's people over in the UK where you are right now, like Gateshead, England, where they defeated the 5G, but not before it caused health damages and stillbirths and this sort of thing as a precursor to what's going to happen if this is really allowed to roll out in its full intensity. So, mm-hmm. And also, I uncovered, and I can get to this, like a further part of this later, the health effects were much better known, and hundreds of well-known engineers and scientists, including those who invented 5G in a compartmentalized manner without knowing the full implications of it, for the British military and American military over 50 years ago, because these are older men that were, you know, responsible for this, they have been speaking out hugely about the health effects. And mm-hmm. these are people like Dr. Barry Trower. He's one of the main spokespersons in the UK because he's one of the inventors of it. Dr. Ole Johansson, formerly of the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, who lost his job right after the Gates Foundation of Seattle, Washington, gave huge amounts of funding to the Karolinska Institute. And then all of a sudden, all of the researchers who were dealing with the negative effects of electromagnetic radiation suddenly found that their services were no longer needed at the Karolinska Institute, which sounds a bit suspicious to me, and I think to you. Dr. Martin Paul, who was from Oregon, but he taught at neighboring state, Washington State University in eastern Washington, one of the most eminent researchers in this as well, and he found the calcium channel blockages that cause damage to the mitochondria caused by the electromagnetic radiation. And again, this is true of smartphones and all these other devices, routers, but particularly the smart meters, and worse than that, the 5G. So they even have the mechanisms within the cells that, and also the Israeli researchers who found that the 5G turns our entire bodies into magnets for the 5G. We become walking magnets and broadcasters for the 5G through our sweat glands. The 5G is found in the weapons that are more known. They've been on 60 Minutes in the past decade or more, and those are the crowd control weapons called active denial. And that's
really
a form of 5G. Yes, that's a form. All that's a form of 5G. So the terahertz, so they keep calling them terahertz or millimeter wave machines that were rolled out to replace the reviled backscatter machines, like in the early 2020 teens, you know, like from 2012 to 2013 or something. There were maybe up to 2014. There was all this rebellion against the dangers of the backscatter scanners that you could opt for in the airport. Well, they replaced them with these quote terahertz scanners, and recently there was a, I believe she was about 42 years old. She's not that old, and she'd been on the job for 4 or 5 years. She'd never had a health problem, and she became a TSA agent. Well, at the airport where she was assigned, and this was never told, you know, what airport it was, because she needed to keep anonymity for professional, you know, like keeping her job, although I don't know why she'd want to, and also her life, she did not disclose where that was or her name, but she said 28 TSA agents came down with cancer after they began using the backscatter machine.
28 agents started come down with cancer for what? From the radiation machines
from the 5G, the 5G terahertz machine that they replaced the backscatter scanners with. In other words, it's worse than the backscatter scanners. lied and said that it was safer. And all TSA agents are being subjected to this, as well as anybody who is ignorant enough to go through those machines that they presently have in the airport. So this is death technology. They're lying to us about it. And, like, the level of this is off the chart. All right? So there's all this. And also the 5G was secretly used, and some of you in the audience will plug into this because you heard parts of these stories, but you probably didn't get the whole context of it.
In
the first instance, in 1989, the invasion of Panama City, where Bush Sr. Was going to show his great heroism in invading the neighborhoods of people of color, defenseless people of color, in the poorest suburb of Panama City. Two of them, they invaded, and it was never fully defined what was going on, or how many casualties there were. And the American news media was complicit in lying about what really happened and how many people were killed. But then, and this is well documented, although it's been in the memory hole, 60 Minutes did a special in 1990, and they featured Norman Cousins, the editor of the Atlantic, or network, what was it, the Saturday Evening Post, although he might have been retired at that point. But he also was a reporter and columnist for the Christian Science Monitor, which had also published well-established reports with witnesses like Roberto Duran, then the lightweight champion of the world who was in Panama City when this happened. He's one of the eyewitnesses who gave testimony. They estimated 4,000 people were killed by directed energy weapons that could not be identified. The cars that were found with the bodies in them looked exactly like the cars in Paradise, California.
Oh, you're kidding. Because the cars in Paradise, California, of course, had all this. It was really awful. They said they were fires, but they weren't fires because the cars were burned from the inside out.
They were using 5G. So the commonality with this is 4,000 people were killed and buried in mass graves. And then there was also not only all this documentation I'm telling you in the more or less mainstream media of the time when they actually still did reporting instead of fake news, but there was the documentary that won best documentary in the Academy Awards of 1993 or 94 was The Panama Deception by Barbara Trent.
And I saw that movie, and it's
one of the things that I mean, I was pretty awake anyway, but it galvanized me, and I said, I am going to get my country back after I saw that. So there's well-known things that documented this, and Paradise, California was like a latter-day form of this, and I'll get to that in a second. But another incident of this was Iraq in early 2003, like within the first 6 months, and this was documented by other prominent people like the head violinist for the Symphony of Iraq, and he was also a well-known and highly respected engineer. So he's a very credible person, and he said he saw some sort of directed energy weapon aimed at buses in the heart of Baghdad by Blackwater and some of the other military contractors. They were testing weapons on the people. These are war crimes. And after they would train this weapon on it, he saw it go up in flames, and the bus was reduced to the size of a Volkswagen, and all the people inside were reduced. They were adults. They were reduced to the size of infants, and the bodies were charred. They looked like charred bread. And there were other people who showed up in the hospitals, and I remember this personally. I did see this with unexplained injuries and burns that kept burning from the inside and this sort of thing, all kinds of anomalies that couldn't be explained, but they were all burned, and many of them eventually died. This was another experiment in Iraq with 5G. So this is a weapon. And then in Paradise, there's all these unexplained things that I got into on your last show, and this of which this is a follow-up. And they used these weapons in Paradise, and probably it was similar. The casualties were similar because we don't know what they are, but they were probably similar to what happened in Panama City. There were probably thousands of people killed, and there wasn't anything left of them. They were incinerated, and there were pictures of like where a child had been sitting in a seat, and there was nothing left of this little child. It was probably a little girl. And the mother had been incinerated in the seat right in front of her. I mean, some of these pictures that did get out are horrifying. And we've been lied to. There's a no-fly zone. People are banned from going up into Paradise and Bagala, the adjoining city in Butte County. They've already started to exploit the gold and the lumber and this sort of thing that, you know, that that were still there, but people, it was being blocked by the number of people living in the town. So there's all things, if people want to listen to the previous show, you could make that available so I don't have to go through the whole thing again. But there
right.
are war crimes that have been committed, and they've used 5G to do it. So all they have to do is amp up the 5G within a city, and the same thing could happen within a city. It's happened in Paradise, California, and if people in the rural areas think that they can escape this, because a lot of this telephone technology and all that is going to be in the cities, all they have to think of is Paradise, California, because it can be used in the rural areas too, especially since they're putting 20,000 satellites with the 5G and broadcasting it right down to Earth, right now. Musk and Bozo of Amazon, and I'm being deliberately, you know, satirical.
Sure, yeah, right.
Are broadcasting these satellites or putting them up right now for this broadcasting, and they haven't gotten the whole system up there, but it's in the process of happening right now where they're doing these liftoffs from Florida and so forth. So,
right.
Here's the follow-up from California, and then I'll go into what's happening with the regulation of this and so forth, and what we can do to stop it, and who is going to have to do it to stop it. And it may surprise you, but on the other hand, if you're really awake, it probably won't. All right, so nothing came of Trump going to California and seeing the war crimes, similar to what had been done in Iraq, to unnumbered groups of people up in Paradise, California. And there's a deeper part of the story, but we can't get into it right now, but I think I mentioned it in the November show. All right. However, less than 2 weeks later, there was the incident at the Bush Senior's funeral, or alleged funeral, and at the National Cathedral. And Hillary Clinton, the Obamas, the Pences, the Bidens, the Bushes, they were all given And Trump and Melania had just come in when this happened, and the Secret Service agent passed out, or Bush, somebody did, passed out these envelopes, and when they were opened, all of these individuals whom I named gave horrified expressions about they were really jarred by what was in these envelopes. And these envelopes, as I said, were given right after Trump and Melania entered the cathedral and sat right next to them, and it wasn't, you know, hugs and kisses. There was a lot, you could see the hostility in the body language and the fake smiles and this sort of thing. So we don't know what was in the envelope, but it was very satisfying to see these, frankly, for me and many other people, to see these individuals possibly on the brink of getting their comeuppance with military tribunals or whatever was announced in those envelopes.
Right.
However, after all this happened, and this was near the end of last year, and this was just after I was on your show during the Thanksgiving season, there was no disclosure about any further about what happened in Paradise, and it had been conjectured that handoff of these shocking envelopes was done to let those responsible know that to put them on notice that they were aware of the war crimes and other, not to mention that was their only one, but that kind of did it. However, nothing happened. Trump was silent and did nothing after that, even though,
right.
as we discussed on the earlier show, Trump's uncle was an astrophysicist from MIT who was given the responsibility by key people in the U.S. government to go into Tesla's apartment after his death under mysterious circumstances in 1944 and take all the notes and that sort of thing and go through them with his knowledge. And then he made sure that certain key parts, or a whole lot of it, went to the black budget project of the Pentagon. A lot of those notes disappeared. And doubtless, John Trump, Trump's uncle, for whom Trump is named in his middle name, his middle name is John, they were fairly close, and they probably talked about all this. So Trump, as a young man, was briefed about this. He was briefed, probably with a lot of lies, by Gavin Newsom and then Governor Jerry Brown. And when he went up there with them to Begala and Paradise, so he's fully aware of the directed energy weapons aspect of this. So he really doesn't have much excuse. All right, so Trump's silence continued until late March, and then all of a sudden, and a lot of you, especially in America, may be aware of this, Trump suddenly did a tweet where he was saying, and he'd never mentioned anything about it, like, I'm all for 5G. Let's get 6G, too, or something, you know, to that effect. And he never,
right.
like I said, it was like, it was kind of like a firework that went up in the air and a flare, you know, and then it kind of shot across the sky and disappeared. But
right.
it made a lot of people aware of 5G. So a lot of us
right.
kind of conjectured, we're not sure why Trump did this, but maybe he's trying to, you know, send a flare up, like an alarm flare, so that people get aware about this if they never heard of it or were clueless. Then if Trump says something, even the people, you know, the liberal slash progressive populace who doesn't like Trump, it'll alert them. If they or if they just think, you know, it's something off in the distance or something of this sort, that it'll make them focus on this, and then they'll begin to start finding out the really deadly aspects of this. All right.
So
we didn't we weren't terribly alarmed about that because we thought that he might have been, you know, working on that angle. However, and at that time also, it added to our hopefulness. Around that time of the Bush funeral, Senator Richard Blumenthal, who was the last person you would think would have done this, he's on the oversight committee for the FCC in the Senate, the Communications, Science, and Technology Committee. And in early December, he suddenly appeared out of nowhere with a press conference with two of the most public activists against 5G and smart meters and so forth, and that's B. Blake Levin and Dr. David O. Carpenter. And they appeared jointly with him. They were standing right by him. He spoke, and then they spoke. And Blumenthal and these two activists were calling for an investigation of the FCC by its supervising agency. And people forget that the FCC is a sub-agency of the Department of Commerce. And they were calling for this and for a Senate or House congressional investigation of the FCC for trying to push the 5G for no particular reason, with all these other things coming out about the safety, the effectiveness, and so forth, the privacy. So that happened, and that sounded really positive also. And then Blumenthal, interestingly enough, 2 months later, and this was another positive thing, so we were hopeful, he actually, at the Senate Oversight Committee hearing for the FCC, where they were dealing with many different things, but 5G was definitely one of the important things, he took 5 entire minutes. And this is a very well-known clip of primary source government evidence of testimony. Blumenthal grilled 4 executives from the telecom industry, and he asked them point blank, how much research have you done on 5G to ascertain its safety? And for 5 minutes, these executives hemmed and hawed. They did not give a coherent answer. They just kept dancing around. And it was evident, it was obvious, and finally after 5 minutes, Blumenthal said, well, we seem to be flying in the dark here, and it's pretty evident to me that you've done no research whatsoever. So that was great, I mean, because, and you can see the implications of this. So we were hopeful, we weren't even hopeful, we knew that we had, like, primary source evidence of this now, and we didn't dream that anybody else in the government would we thought they'd sort of tippy-toe around it and not dare to publicly endorse it. However, despite this, Trump came out on April 12th with an executive order and a press conference that seconded the FCC's order in February of 2018 mandating 5G from the federal level. So the CEO was a backup of what he did at the executive level, what the FCC had done at the administrative level. You know, it was like a double affirmation. Plus, he does this press conference where he and the FCC chair Ajit Pai and his lovely daughter Ivanka.
Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC.
Right,
yeah.
And they're cheerleading 5G. And they have nothing to say about any of the health effects, the fact that they've never tested the safety of it. They just go on and on about how wonderful it is. So the reaction I got when I sent this out, apparently I was one of the first ones to get this out, you know, in the alternative independent news community, was shock. I mean, people who backed Trump were like, I mean, they were saying they wanted to vomit. I mean, you know, one of my closest, you know, colleagues said that, and people kept having this reaction of shock and like they'd been punched in the stomach. I mean, they absolutely could not believe that Trump did this.
Yeah.
And we still to this day do not understand why he did this. And the other aspect that I found out that they obviously don't want out, or Trump didn't know, or he doesn't want to come out with it, is there's not only all these health effects, an environmental health effect and safety, security, and privacy aspects that are usually brought out more and was brought out in the meantime, which is another positive thing, in this really masterful documentary that you can see free online. And if the audience hasn't seen it, I really suggest you do, because it brings all the threads together that I was talking about. It's called 5G Apocalypse. And
wow.
Sean Stone, Sasha Stone, who has kind of a mixed past, I've known him, for a number of years. He outdid himself in this and really did an excellent job putting this film together. So I highly recommend it. If you want to watch just one thing, it's a two-hour film. It's very comprehensive, moves fast, and it's very well done. So a lot of what if you want more background in any of the things I'm telling you, since we last did a show on this, that was brought out, and that's a positive thing, because we just tell people to watch that and they get an idea. But the thing I discovered and did some writing on, and now I'm going to tack that on in just a second, is the level of fraud, material and financial fraud, collusion and conspiracy, which is unbelievable for at least the past 30 years, between the FCC, all of the the regulatory bodies in the states that deal with utilities and telecom, and the telecom industry. The 1996 Telecommunications Act is really probably the most extreme example of this, because it was given to lobbyists within the telecom industry to write. And then they put Section 704, which is the most infamous of parts of this infamous bill, written for the industry, not the people of America. 704 forbids any refusal to put a cell phone tower or any other facility based on health and safety. That should tell you right there that it violates the Constitution and the Nuremberg Code and universal law. But this has been totally ignored by the corporate government. And I found, in doing the research on this one book called The Book of Broken Promises, and then it's got a subtitle, it's nearly 600 pages of forensic evidence done by this team of whistleblowers who were former telecom executives, auditors, accountants, all these people who are well-versed, or the reporters, and they dug into the finances and history of a whole lot of the telecom industry in the past 30 years or more, and they found massive fraud. So Trump and all his cheerleaders who were calling for this are also basing it not only on violation of human rights and potential war crimes, but they're also, this whole thing is based on total fraud. And I couldn't even begin to get into it here, but I did write something that's three pages, and I'll tell you what the primary thing I'm doing it for, but it's been published, and I can send you a link if that would be the best way to get this out.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But go ahead and talk about a little bit more now. We've got about 20 minutes or so left. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. I want to make, thank you for periodically giving me some time checks. That's very helpful.
Sure.
Okay, so what I'm talking about is the Kaffir scam, and you've heard me reference that before, like all these investments that the states have actually made with our money, and most people don't know about this. Two-thirds of our money go into these investments. Only one-third is the budget that you hear about. And then two-thirds of our money in every state of this country, through the corporate state governments, are invested in these corporations, in Wall Street investments. And there's huge amounts of investments in the telecom industry. So the state regulators, all these utility commissions and that sort of thing, they are in conflict of interest because they're part of the state government that has made these huge investments already in the telecom industry, and they want to maximize their investments. And so they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in investments in the telecom industry to make this happen. That's just one aspect. There's three pages of this that includes things like all these schemes that, again, it would take too long to explain. It would take probably an entire show or more to even get into it. But they manipulated to have monopolies. They subverted the use of all these things, like what's the term for this? Their networks, their phone networks, that, and there's a name for it, but phone networks, they're state telephone utilities that date from like the 40s and 50s and maybe even earlier. And,
oh, and, Utilities and Transportation Commission, like the UTC.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, okay.
And they took the state telephone utilities, which were for the people and belonged to the state when the state actually belonged to itself rather than the banking cartel. And they took over that, and then they used, and the telecom companies started using that for their own profit. And then these utility commissions, the state regulators, went along with this because they were paid off in the sense of like personally paid off, or they were paid off in the sense that the state had all the investments in the telecom industry. The telecom industry did everything they could to turn off the landline because they can make more profit through wireless. And this is the key thing. They have less regulation through wireless because the corrupt Supreme Court decision, because the Supreme Court, the judicial, is also extremely corrupt, as we know. They did a ruling that wired, you know, the landline telephones come when you sign contracts. Those they're bound by contract, whereas the wireless is not. And then the implication there is that the telecom industries using wireless have a free-for-all. They can lie to us. They can do anything they want, and they will not be held accountable because of the Supreme Court decision, which is insane. I mean, why should you have contracts? And then if you're a user who signs a contract with a wireless company, then you cannot sue them when you sign the agreement, so you can use the wireless. All you can do is submit to arbitration, where you're going to get very little because, of course, that's rigged too. And if you're a member of a union that deals with telecommunications, as long as they're dealing with the telecom company is dealing with wired, then that contract is valid. The minute it becomes a wireless enterprise or project, the union workers have no rights. So you can see how devious on so many levels. And I'm just mentioning like two or three of these things. This is a 600-page book.
Well, let me ask you this, my friend. People need to be aware of what's going on, and you're really helping and raising consciousness about what's going on. We've got about 10 minutes left, 12 minutes left, Rebecca.
You want remedies? You want what we can do about it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So this is, friends, this is so evil. And the fact that all the governments of the world are backing this, and Trump, who was supposed to be supposedly the knight on the white horse, saving us from Hillary Clinton and the deep state, has turned out to have clay feet. We don't know why he's doing this. And, you hear all the theories of 4D chess, and, you know, they have mitigative technologies, you know, from the military or the Galactic Fleet and the Earth Alliance that's going to save us and all this. And that's all very nice. But if you have somebody's supposed to be your friend, and all of a sudden you're sitting across the table from them, and they slap you and grab you by the throat and suddenly threaten your life, I don't think you'd really trust that person as your friend, no matter how nice they apologize, unless they make a change that shows that they're stable. Okay, that's how these governments are behaving right now. We're often in a Stockholm syndrome relationship with them. And what this is signaling from a cosmic standpoint is we on Earth have to, because of the rising of the consciousness of the ascension that's happening on our planet and throughout the universe right now, we have to outgrow these parent-child, abusive parent-child relationships with these governments with delegated power from us. And we have to start governing ourselves. And I don't mean our elected representatives because they have betrayed us. At the hearing that I watched and I reported on of the latest telecom committee in the Senate, after that whole thing I told you about, where Blumenthal got them to admit they'd done no research, so there's no evidence that it's safe. When I listened to that 2.5-hour hearing 2 days ago, despite that, and that was a huge revelation, there was in 2.5 hours there was not one mention of that finding, including by Blumenthal. They're totally concealing what Blumenthal came up with and was broadcast on C-SPAN. So they're lying to us. They're lying to us in every aspect. Trump suddenly reversed all the government regulations on GMO foods. He took an executive order, and with this pen, he thinks he can totally erase all the GMO regulations, at least half protecting the American people. So, and he just did that on Thursday, which is his birthday. So it's like he's thumbing his nose. So is he trying to start a civil war? So the point is, we can't trust Trump. We can't trust these elected representatives. It was the same at the meeting at the state level when I went to the Utilities Commission and walked over. It's right near my apartment. And they made it clear I wasn't welcome there, that I couldn't speak. They didn't want to hear from me. So at the state level, at the federal level right now, these governments are about ready to collapse because they no longer reflect human consciousness, the rising level of human consciousness. So what we need to start doing is we need to, I'll list them, but the first thing, we have to put our faith in the creator of this universe, the hosts of heaven, and our own spiritual self. First thing, reflected in that, daily meditations and working on ourselves to raise our frequency so we're not as much affected by these lower frequencies that they're trying to relegate us to.
Right.
It includes mass meditations for the entire planet to raise the frequencies of our planet so she's rising also, but to help her help us get out of a level where these really dangerous frequencies could even have an effect on us. We need to pull the plug and stop participating in these systems. We stop using the cell phones. We need to figure out ways to get around this, and I'm not saying it's going to be done overnight, but if we had elections and nobody came, they'd get the idea that we no longer support them. If Trump gives rallies and nobody comes, he'd fast get the idea that what he's doing when he's betraying the people and subjecting them to danger, it's not popular. And as far as I'm concerned, as long, and I'm just saying we have to take a warrior stance as well as being loving, because as far as I'm concerned, as long as Trump is threatening my life and the life of the American people and the people of the world by what he's saying and doing, he cannot be trusted, and he has to be held accountable. So we're coming to accountability, all right?
Sure,
several huge lawsuits, including a $1 trillion lawsuit against the FCC because they're pushing 5G, and it's all these cities, 17 of which I'm proud to say are in Washington State. It includes Seattle, it includes Tacoma, Olympia, Bellingham, all the major cities on the western side. Spokane did, for whatever reason, didn't join in. But we have more cities in Washington State opposing this proportionately than any other state in the nation, including California, which has the same number of cities, or maybe one or two more. But California is like, I don't know, four or five times the size of Washington State. So it's quite remarkable. And I'm proud of my state.
Yeah, and I have to, well, that's good, but just last month, Governor Inslee, Democrat from Washington State, approved, and the legislature approved $21 million in support monies to construct 5G networks all over the state.
I know.
Just passed it.
But they're being sued as a result of this. So,
okay, good.
And then there's the NRDC lawsuit that they're going to update us on next week that I'm following, and that's a separate suit. So there's these huge lawsuits that could possibly slow this down. But the most powerful thing I know of is what I am working on, and I've been working on this, in different forms since 2013, and that is the notices of liability. And these are not court; they stay out of court except for one step, the very last step in them, and they're out of court, administrative contract law based and natural law based. And you basically can write a preface, and what you're saying is, that's fine that you want to kill us and our children and torture us and this sort of thing with this technology, but if you're going to do this, it's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you this much money. And in the preface, you lay out all the things I've been saying in short form, and then you list the people that are going to be accountable. And these are the government, the so-called untouchable government officials, corporate officials, and anyone who backs them, is backing any of these abuses. And they're the ones that are going to be financially and personally accountable for this. It costs virtually nothing to file this. A website is coming up, hopefully it's scheduled to by the end of this month or early July, and it's in the In Power movement, the founder, co-founder of whom just spoke at the Red Pill Expo in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hello, hello, friends. I hope you enjoyed today's shows. We'll be having Simon Parks on a week from today, and I hope you have all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.